Good morning to you all. Looking at Psalm 40 this morning. Psalm 40, reading through from verses 1 to 5. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me and heard my cry. He also brought me out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my steps. He has put a new song in my mouth, praise to our God. Many will see it and fear, and will trust in the Lord. Blessed is that man who makes the Lord his trust, and does not respect the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord my God, are your wonderful works which you have done, and your thoughts toward us cannot be recounted to you in order. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. It was that verse 5 that brought that hymn to mind that I gave out earlier about the sacrifice of a broken heart. Psalm 40 is quoted in the New Testament in the book of Hebrews in chapter 10. The verses quoted are verses 6 to 8, which we won't cover this morning, but will next time. Sacrifice and offering you did not desire. My ears you have opened. Burnt offering and sin offering you did not require. Then I said, behold, I come, in the scroll of the book it is written of me, I delight to do your will, O my God, and your law is within my heart. And the writer to the Hebrews uses that as an illustration of our Lord Jesus Christ, how these words apply to him. And it's a very interesting way that the writer to the Hebrews quotes from this Old Testament passage, but we'll look at that next time. We cannot take the psalm out of its context. Its near neighbours, Psalm 38 and 39, have a similar request to verse 1 of Psalm 40. Psalm 38 at the end says, do not forsake me, O Lord. O my God, be not far from me. Make haste to help me, O Lord, my salvation. And Psalm 39, David.